You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?
Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean. Just me and the bean.
Hello and welcome to Me and the Bean. I'm me.
And I'm the bean.
And this is show number
56.
That's right.
Or it should be show 84. We've been gone so long.
Yes, we have.
I missed you guys and you, my love.
Yeah, because I'm not around unless we're doing the show.
I think Chad has a new woman on the side. He's grown a beard and he's got new shoes.
I don't have new shoes.
Yeah.
I just started wearing the shoes that you bought me last year.
I know.
You just said.
If you start wearing cologne. Oh, and he doesn't wear his ring. And if you start wearing cologne, I'm going to know for sure. So I'm just telling you, that's the dead giveaway right there.
Yeah, you'll never have me. I don't care. Even if I was dating somebody else, I wouldn't be wearing cologne. But, you know, you just said recently that I've spent more time with you guys than ever.
That you've been loved it. Very loving and attentive. You have.
So I don't go to the forums anymore. I don't. When I'm at home, I'm on the computer maybe 5 minutes at most, if any. So that's why you guys haven't seen me out and about or hadn't heard from me maybe calling into your shows. I'm sort of behind on shows. And
tightened the leash.
I self-tightened my own leash.
Yeah. We've been well. We've been busy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our children are growing. They're beautiful. Our dogs are they're lovely.
And I got clothes on right now.
Oh,
not real clothes.
Christmas
just a
clothes.
Little band.
Yeah, they're festive.
It's been a while since I've heard Evan mention penis, and I thought he was over it. But Amanda told me that wasn't true. But a long time ago, since we haven't done a show, me and him were sitting here watching TV, watching cartoons, and I heard something go. Zzz, zzz. And I didn't think anything about it because he had these brand new remote control cars. They light up when you do them, and he was playing and going all over the place.
They do a move he calls the microwave.
Yeah.
That's how he says it, too. Look, Mom, they're doing the microwave.
Looks nothing like a microwave. Has nothing to do with anything. And so I just keep on watching the cartoon, and then, you know, a couple seconds later I hear, zzz. And so that goes on a couple times more, and I look at him. And he has it on his penis.
The wheel.
The wheel. Spinning it. I said, what are you doing? Don't do that.
Over his pants
and stuff.
Closed,
yeah.
Right.
And he says, but it feels good. And what can you say to that? I said, okay. And he's never done it since. And he's still hiding poison ivy.
Oh, dear.
When his friends come by, we have to hide it in a different room.
He's thrown her face down in the bathroom closet now.
Yeah. And he came in the other day and noticed the door was open.
And he says, Mommy, have you been in this bathroom? I said, yes, it's my bathroom, bunny. I will come in here whenever I want. Well, did Daddy come in here? No, Daddy doesn't come in this bathroom. Okay.
And he.
It's a shame, though, because I truly think that he is confused by that toy. You told everybody how boobalicious she was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's only four, so the sexuality thing hasn't full on hit yet, but I really do think that it confuses him.
Really?
Yeah. I think that was introduced a bit too early, but.
Who's the one that told me to get a poison ivy doll?
Me, and when I saw it, what did I say about it?
I know.
I was like, whoa, hello. But it'll be all right.
And for months now, he developed this very intricate ceremony that we had to do every time we left.
Oh, right.
All of us. When we left him, Mom or me.
It started with just a kiss goodbye.
A kiss goodbye. And then it progressed and it got to a hug, a kiss, a pat. You pat on the back. And a wave.
And the wave goes on.
Goes on until he can't see you anymore.
Right. And it's a long one because you park by the street and you go all the way down our short little street, turn around in the cul-de-sac and come back up. Plus, you like sit in your car for 5 minutes and I don't know what you do.
Yeah.
iPod or something. The whole time he's just like, hello, goodbye, hello.
So we do this every morning. It's been going on for months, literally months. And yesterday he said, you know, I don't think we need to do the wave anymore. And I was like, okay, because I really didn't. I felt bad because I'd go outside and I'd go like this. And, you know, if I turn around to walk, if I walk backwards, am I supposed to walk backwards and wave at him the whole time?
Oh, it's pitiful.
So
it's so sweet, but it's you just want to take him with you.
Yeah. And so he decided we didn't have to do the wave anymore. So he gave you a hug and kiss and a pat. And then he said, okay, bye. And he'd go. And then this morning he goes, Daddy, I'm tired. Was it the word
I'm
tired?
I'm tired of that.
I'm tired of doing the hug and kiss and wave. Can we just not do that anymore? And you know, I was like, yeah, of course. But a part of me was like,
oh,
that's
yeah,
the end of an era or a little event in his life.
Yeah. The corner he's turned, going to preschool and turning 4 and becoming a much more independent kid. It's what needs to be happening, but it's very bittersweet, I think. You know, the little toddler tummy is gone and the dependence on mom and dad to do everything is gone. And I don't know. It's difficult. I might have a little breakdown when he goes to kindergarten.
Well, and Max is getting better. He's sleeping through the night now. And
yay,
he still doesn't let anybody keep
Max.
Him, although we did have a friend babysitter one night. But he fell off the bed one night. And
thanks for sharing my motherly maternal screw up.
Well, it happened with Evan, too. And I think it happens with a lot of kids. And it's just, you know. And
it was horrible
when it does. Last time we took our bed off the
frame,
and put it down the ground and then put pillows on the ground. So cause when they take naps in our room instead of in their bed,
which they don't, he doesn't,
never
ever do again.
But
he was in the middle of the bed between two pillows, just for all the DSS workers. And he was asleep and he scooted backwards and he fell on the floor. And he was fine. There wasn't a mark on him, but I know how lucky we were.
Yeah. So we decided, okay, let's do it like we did with Evan. Let's take the bed off the rails. And then I got the bright idea. I was like, you know what would be great? Is like, let's put this bed.
A whole room full of bed.
Let's put this bed against the sliding glass door, which we have in our bedroom, because our bedroom's really
a living
room. Den.
A den, right.
That's what we call it down in the South, girl. A den.
No, you have a formal living room and then the den.
Yeah. And let's get the bed from the guest bedroom. It's a queen size too. And we'll have two queen sizes.
Next to each other.
And it'll be just a huge
on
bed.
On the floor.
And so, you know, the bean wasn't really into this, you know. She was wary, but she let
me
do it.
I'm a traditionalist. I need my bed and my shams and my throw.
Girly crap.
Yeah.
And so she let me do it, and Evan loved it. Evan thought it was the greatest thing in the world. Because he could jump from bed to bed and just is a huge bed we could play in.
Speaking of.
What are you doing awake?
Come sit with me.
Come sit and talk to our podcast friends. Come here.
Come sit with me.
We're talking about that we just took the bed off the rails and made a big bed to play on.
And how much you loved it.
How much I loved it, and we made the big bed. But that movie's really called Spanker. Spanker.
It's called Spankers.
What do you call the bed when you go jump on the bed?
A Sea-Doo.
He calls it riding the Sea-Doo. Hey, what music are you into right now?
Sexy Back.
Do you want to sing it for the folks?
Do you sing it with me?
I'm bringing Sexy Back.
Yeah.
You other brothers don't know how to act.
Yeah.
Something, something, something to the front and back.
Yeah. Take it to the chorus.
Take it to the chorus, yeah.
Go happy goblin. Go happy goblin.
Yeah, to Evan. He's just like his mom.
Go happy goblin. Go happy goblin.
Go happy goblin, people.
Bum, bum, go happy goblin. Bum, bum, go happy goblin. Bum, bum, go happy goblin.
What else have you learned lately? What's your big thing you do all the time now?
Wrestle.
Play video games?
Yeah.
What kind of video games you play?
Do, 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 do.
Is that Mega Man?
Do 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 do.
He's trying to go. You want to play a song for everybody?
That's Star Wars Legos.
Star Wars Legos.
Which he rocks at, by the way. I've had the privilege to play with him. And he likes to be the stormtrooper in the underwear, right?
Yeah.
Nice.
So what are we going to do this weekend?
Go to Mimi.
What are we going to do there?
I don't know.
Are we getting a prize down there?
Yes, Wii.
We're getting the Wii?
Ooh.
Do they have a TV there?
Yes.
We're going to play Wii on it.
Hopefully. We might have to wait until we get back at Papa's party and play it there.
Why?
We might be doing too much. We might be running around saying bye to everybody.
We have to go see the gingerbread houses.
And then we have to leave.
But we have to play for Mimi.
We will.
All day Saturday. We're going to open presents Saturday morning.
We're going to spend the night there?
Two nights.
Two nights, yeah.
Okay.
With the cats.
Okay.
You want to sing a song?
Okay.
What song are you going
to sing? I'm going to sing What's the Second Act.
I don't know that song. And it's copyrighted.
I'll sing it all by myself. I'm bringing sexy back. Yeah. You brothers don't know how to act. Yeah. I think it's dirty at the end of the act. Yeah. I'm turning around and I'm in a step. Yeah. Take calls.
Daddy baby, he put me in shackles, baby, I'm your slave.
I know, I shock you.
Let you with me.
He's singing the real words, he wasn't supposed to know that.
Was a day, and daddy shackles on the sleigh. I'll let you know it. If I'm busy, now you're everything. Say, say, calls. Do, 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 do,
do. Do you want to sing him a song you made up?
What?
Yeah, let's sing that.
Pinky face?
Yeah. Are you going to sing it if I play it?
No.
Why not?
I'll sing with you.
Well, I'll sing by myself.
Hold on. I'll play the guitar. And you sing it.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
This song Evan made up by himself. I did the music. He did the words, though.
Full pancake in his face. I try to find him. I put him floating on his hands. I pushed him down a waterfall. And then I knocked him in the hole at the end.
And that was the end.
It sounds sort of different when we sing it together, but.
Yeah, that was a quick rendition.
It's like a little rhythm.
Are you coming back?
Hey, you want to do the. You want to do Daddy's song?
What?
If you and Mommy sing it with me?
Yeah, with it.
The, wait, don't mind if everything falls apart?
No, let's sing my song. Other thing I made up, I'll sing it to you. Do, 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 do. I have like a rhythm.
How about tractor song, tractor song?
You don't even remember that, do you? That was the first song you ever wrote.
That's my song. I'm going to sing a Mega Man song. We'll sing it to our friends. We'll sing do 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 do.
That's right.
Do 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 do.
You want to do Pretty as a Picture, and then we'll quit?
Who's Pretty as a Picture?
You want to do that song?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Everything was alright. Yeah, pretty as a picture. Staying up all night. And she goes, and she goes, and she goes. But I don't mind if this doesn't work out.
I don't mind
if everything falls apart. Get your way, and you got the offensive. Driving home the next day, all alone, all alone, all alone. But I
don't mind
if this doesn't work out. I don't mind if everything falls apart. Not again, not again, not again. But I don't mind if this doesn't work out. I don't mind if everything falls apart.
It's messed up notes and poorly mixed, but there you go, folks.
Okay.
Janice 4:14.
I'm going to tell them one more thing. We'll talk to you next time. I'll tell you about my pinky.
That's right, folks.
He heard his pinky.
Voicemails and promos coming up, coming up.
Who's
coming
that?
Up.
It's Mommy.
Voicemails and promos, you'd be up on a miss.
That's Daddy. Listen.
Ass.
What? Ooh, Molly said a bad word.
What's ass?
Oh, nice.
It's your bottom, but
that's an ugly word. Don't say that.
Yeah, it's an adult word. You can't say it. You get in trouble.
Why did Mommy say that?
Because she's a bad girl.
I said a dirty word. Bad Mommy.
Why Evan was not in it?
Well, I don't know. We just recorded it at me and Mommy.
Find one with Aunt Evan in it.
This is one. We're doing it. You're in it.
We'll play it back for you so you can hear it, okay?
Can you say bye to everybody?
Bye.
We'll listen to it on the car ride down to Asheville tomorrow.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yay. See you in 07.
See you in 07. And penis, penis.
Great. Great. We had to end it with that.
The Tripod Network. What's on?